Unit 1. Listening. Activity 2. 1.
When I was young, I never imagined living alone. But at weekends, I can lie in bed all day if I want to, read a book. No one tells me what to do. My fridge is empty because I don't need to cook. I've never bothered because the nearest takeaway is at the end of a phone, though I'm sure that's not good for me physically or financially. I don't have to apologise for anything I do. That's the best. It's up to me. I can leave my stuff all over the place, and it's still there when I want it. No one asks me to move it.
2.
I come from a large family, so privacy was at a premium in my early years. Now I love the large number of people I count as friends, but I see who I like when I choose. It's completely in my hands, and that's the best thing. Of course, although there are countless options open to me, it can be a bit mundane at times, and then I have to do something about it, go out, see a film. I do have to make the effort to find entertainment. It's true that I can cook what I enjoy, and although it may be selfish, the ability to make my own food choices is an unexpected bonus.
3.
I don't see it as selfishness, though I know others do. It's probably more knowing what I like and doing it without thinking about the impact on anyone else. I'm not antisocial. In fact, I'd say the opposite. I have loads of mates I care about. But living alone means I can recharge my batteries, chill out, get myself ready for work, and I do have quite a stressful job. Of course, there can be downsides. Paying all the bills on my own isn't always easy, but at least I can play my music as loud as I like without getting told off.
4.
Up to now, I've always been surrounded by people, and living on my own has been a bit of an eye-opener, though not in a bad way. At uni, I shared a flat with 6 others. That was a real challenge. It was tough to cope with the constant untidiness and chatter. Now, I love coming home and being greeted by silence. I can always fill it with music or radio programs if I need to. I guess I do miss having someone to chat over problems with or suggest what to do, but I can always pick up the phone. I even quite enjoy doing the cleaning myself.
5.
I actually like my own company. It gives me time to sort out my thoughts, get things into perspective. It's easier to do that when you're alone. That doesn't mean I don't like people. Far from it. But it's like having small children. It's great when they go to bed and you can take it easy. I know I can rely on friends or family if I need help. There are loads of different forms of technology that enable me to keep in constant contact with others. Though it'd be good to have someone to sort it out for me when it goes wrong. I'm no good at that sort of thing.